So I want to show and demonstrate to you how it might look to help to create this first seemingly weird experience, but actually not that weird, called catalepsy. So what I'm going to do is to just show how I might create this experience for myself as a way for you to observe and notice and then play with in your own way and your own time. So what I'm going to do is to just reach over, as you can see, and I'm holding my left wrist. Now I'm not grabbing it. I'm just touching it gently, and then with, and it helps to have an arm of the chair to start with to ease the whole process. But what I'm doing is with my right hand and the tips of my fingers, I've got a gentle connection with my left wrist, and I'm starting to put a gentle upward pressure on my left wrist. And I can tell as I'm lifting, if I lift too quickly, I will start to feel pressure on my fingertips and my left hand will feel heavy. But as long as I'm guiding this lifting, as long as I'm gently lifting, it feels to my left arm as if it's a kind of a hint. It's like an invitation. Now, as that process continues, as I'm lifting with my right hand, and when you're playing with this yourself, it'll become very apparent. When you reach a certain point, and it's going to be quite variable, it's as if the lifting hand isn't doing anything. And so when the lifting hand isn't doing anything, we can start to let go of the wrist, and that left hand could just stay there. And if there's some uncertainty, it can be fun to, instead of just letting go like that, to be slightly ambiguous about letting go with some fingers and holding with others, and then gradually letting go completely, and then maybe just letting the hand rest over it. But once this hand is not doing anything useful, it can retire from the scene, and there is the cataleptic. And when this happens, everyone will have their own individual response to the experience. Some people feel a tingling or a numbness or some kind of disconnection, like it's a hand. And they know cognitively that it's their hand, but it feels like a hand. Sometimes there's a change in sensation, tingling, numbness. Sometimes there's an alteration in temperature. It often feels cool. So what I notice in my hand at the moment is that there's a interesting kind of tingling, mostly on the back of my hand. There's a feeling of coolness. And in particular, I can notice that there's, I'm not making any effort, I'm not holding it there. It's as if it can just rest there all by itself without any effort on my part. Now, that's a very nice experience for someone who tries too hard at something. I found this very helpful with a girl who had anorexia. Was trying awfully hard to manage her eating and her weight. And with the experience of catalepsy, of just letting her hand be like that and discovering it was very helpful to her. Now, I'm not recommending that as a treatment for anorexia, but the invitation is, as you play with this, you can explore yourself with yourself and then with others, just what the experience is, and then we know what we can make use of. Now, That hand's there. It could stay there for hours, actually, and wouldn't get any tiredness or muscle fatigue. And, of course, I can put it down any time or whatever. But, again, just to show that if I'm gently lifting, and I'll make my arm purposely heavy, and I can feel pressure on my fingers, as if I'm having to work really hard at that. So all that means is that if I'm working hard, I need to slow down and just be more patient with that. So then as it continues, it can happen in its own time. So I hope that's a useful demonstration and something that you can then play with.